Gene Fidel is president of the National Institute of Military Justice. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
What is the Posse Comitatus Act, and can the military provide aircraft to the sniper investigation without violating it?
Well, the act is a piece of legislation from the Reconstruction era after the Civil War, and it basically is a prohibition on the use of the Army and the Air Force for law enforcement purposes. And in terms of whether the military can be used in connection with the sniper investigation, it would raise tremendous problems under the act as it's been interpreted.
Can the military offer troops to help in the sniper investigation?
I think that would be prohibited under the statute. Basically, what the military can do is provide equipment and supplies, technical assistance, information, and training to law enforcement agencies. But the circumstances under which the military can be used for direct law enforcement or assistance to local authorities are very, very limited.
Okay, equipment, technical assistance, wouldn't that allow aircraft to be used?
Well, this question has come up in the past, and what I can tell you is that there are constraints that the military has applied. For example, under the present regulation, the military is not permitted to plan or create missions for the purpose of aiding civilian law enforcement officials. It doesn't permit conducting training or missions for the purpose of routinely conducting information about U.S. citizens. Local law enforcement agencies can accompany routine scheduled training flights as observers, but you can't use the military basically to assist in the search by dedicated flights. In 1961, there was a case that arose in New York where an Air Force helicopter was used at the request of a local sheriff on Long Island. There was an accident, and a young man sued the government because he was injured when the helicopter nicked some trees. And the court held that use of that Air Force helicopter in a search for an escaped state prisoner was a violation of the Posse Comitatus Act.
But hasn't the military been used in civil disorders?
Yes, it has, but it's been in cases of civil disorder where basically the local authorities, the usual law enforcement authorities, have been unable to quell disturbances. Usually it's been in the case of riots or in the case of widespread labor unrest, that kind of thing. The problem in the present case is simply you have a case that the civilian authorities haven't been able to crack. And the argument would go that that doesn't fall within the kind of breakdown of local authority or preservation of public order that is required to permit the military to step in.
The military presumably might be preparing for a war in Iraq. If the Pentagon gets involved in domestic law enforcement, manpower and equipment might be stretched a little thin, you think?
Bob, that's one of the classic objections that's been raised towards using the military for law enforcement functions, that it is a distraction from the main event, from the core purposes of the military. Another is that use of the military for law enforcement is simply something that we've always had an allergy to in this country, except in the rarest circumstances. It may not be written into the Constitution, but I think it's pretty widely accepted that you don't expect the military to be serving as the policeman on the beat. Interestingly, by the way, there was a flurry of discussion during the summer as to whether the Posse Comitatus Act should be relaxed in light of the war on terrorism, and one of the people who concluded ultimately that that shouldn't be done was Secretary Rumsfeld.
Any court decisions regarding the use of the military in local law enforcement?
There have been a few, such as the one I mentioned, that comes up from time to time. For example, there have been cases in which the military assisted in drug enforcement work or was more actively involved than permitted, and in those cases, evidence has been suppressed because of the violation of the statute. So it's a serious matter.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Gene Fidel is president of the National Institute of Military Justice.